You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back to the 4 o'clock hour edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in for Mark today. And we welcome Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer. Fred, good to see you, sir. And Sue gets to be a part of this hour. We missed you last hour. You were ringing the bell, though.
Yeah. Always adding something, Brad.
Subtle. She's always subtle in her roundtable participation.
Thanks for sticking around, Jane. I appreciate it.
I love it.
Have you noticed that we've got two bells in here now?
No.
Yeah, but that bell is...
It's faulty.
It's faulty.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
No, Ethan knows how to ring it.
It's sort of a sad bell.
This is the bell from Disney.
Yeah,
right?
So...
Yeah.
Shocker.
Annie got Ryan one of the times she went to Disney. She got him this cool-looking Hollywood Tower Hotel bell. The problem is it doesn't ring very well.
No, it's
so
sad.
You have to like hit it perfectly in order for it to work. You really have to flick the wrist just to get anything out of it.
Yeah. Oh man, wow. You've got skills
Even then, it's not even that great.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is the Hollywood Hotel ride the one that just drops?
That's the Tower of Terror.
Isn't it the Hollywood Tower of Terror though?
Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right. It's a Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And I was on that with my kids several years ago. And we were in there, and we knew what was coming. If you've ever been through
right.
it, you know what's coming. And so it's me and two of my three daughters are with me. And so we're getting ready for the big drop. And I said, "Hi, everybody. I'm scared. Ha ha." And I said it like Mickey Mouse, right?
Right.
And everybody starts laughing. And then the floor drops out, and they went from laughing to screaming.
That's hilarious.
It was, my girls thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was like one of the rare occasions
where dad did something entertaining.
Cool. Yeah. You know, most of the time it's, oh, dad.
Stop talking, dad.
That was, oh, dad worthy.
I got to agree with you on that, Fred, but we don't know.
But that's okay.
I do. I get that a lot. But one of the things I wanted to throw around just for a minute here is during the summer, the legislature passed the funding bill to try to keep the Chiefs and the Royals in Missouri, and also in that emergency bill, there was some money to try to keep St. Louis, not that the Cardinals are talking about leaving, but that would help with repairs on the stadium in the future should they need it. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is that this week, two state lawmakers, both of whom are Republicans, by the way, have filed a lawsuit to block the implementation of this law. And the basis of this lawsuit that they've filed is, as Jane suggested, that it's unconstitutional because under the Missouri Constitution, there's a clause that prohibits the grant of public money to private persons. So they're saying that the Chiefs could receive $33 million a year in subsidies over 30 years, that quarterback Patrick Mahomes makes $45 million a year, so in essence, they're subsidizing his salary by doing this bill. We all know it's designed just to keep it in St. Louis, but it does raise the bigger question: should we be using state tax dollars to pay billionaires to keep their businesses in our state? Is that something that we should be doing?
Well, and we were talking. I gave you the example when I was in the governor's office and I worked for Governor Holden, and they were building. The stadium,
Busch Stadium.
Yes. And, yeah, the stadium. And, but anyway, you know, we didn't fund the stadium. The state didn't fund the stadium. The state funded, you know, moving overpasses, doing site work, environmental. But, you know, that was sort of the line they drew, saying, okay, those are public infrastructure things that are appropriately spent for the state. Those would be things that we would do for, you know, any sort of development. So, I feel better when that's happening.
Yes.
Generally, you know, I don't know completely how the package works, but it doesn't seem to be, because you have to prove a public purpose. And obviously they're going to say that keeping these here is very important for our economy. And, you know, the courts have been pretty lenient on that. But they've also struck down. So when, you know, Tesoro wanted to write a $500 check to people with pandemic money, they said, no.
You can't
just write a check to, you know, citizens. And so it's somewhere in between, you know, infrastructure and writing checks. And so the courts are going to have a lot of influence on that. So I can't say that it's like a frivolous lawsuit by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it's a conversation that needs to be had. I will say, you know, the legislature passed it and they believe that from a policy standpoint, this is going to help. So it's going to come down to the courts.
You know, what troubles me more than anything, Jane, is that I agree with you 100%. And, you know, that kind of troubles me. That kind of I've told
be
you
afraid.
Before.
Be
I've told
very
you before.
Afraid.
I've got oftentimes I'm either getting carpal tunnel or trigger finger when I hit the like button on all of your Twitter posts.
I know that when the normal I represent the normal, the
you,
normal.
You
party.
Do. And my finger hurts after I hit like
normal,
all the time.
Normal.
I do. It's amazing. And by the way, I want to see if I can file work comp benefits for that.
Good.
But we're going to take a break here. After the break, we've got, you know what's coming up, Sue's News coming up after this break here on the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in for Mark on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. And by the way, I need to mention lots of folks have been reaching out both in texting and on YouTube asking about Mark. You know, Mark just took some time off for some personal issues. We expect him to be back soon, but nothing that you need to be worried about. He'll be back here in the captain's chair in the not too distant future. In the meantime, though, we've got lots of great things to do, including, you know, my favorite part of the show, Sue's News.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is.
Are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
On this day in history, 44 years ago.
Okay.
I'm trying again. Well, this, well,
this is where
history.
This is where I come in, isn't it?
44 years ago.
Ethan?
In 1981, MTV was launched.
Oh, yeah.
An estimated 2 million homes at 12:01 a.m. And this was the first video they played.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you.
I remember this.
If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
I know, you can listen to it forever. I've had this in my head for a long time, but can you bring that down just a bit? Thank you.
Great. Now I'm going to have an earworm.
Yep.
I'm going to be having the rest of the day.
Do you remember the first words said on MTV?
Oh, my goodness.
I should have watched it.
People, this is a great trivia question.
I mean, I've always known this video.
Right.
Because I've gotten that right in trivia contests, but I don't know the first words.
Ladies and gentlemen. Rock and roll.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah. Who was the VJ?
That doesn't say. I probably should have looked that up.
You know, on Fox News, you know, one of the commentators, Kennedy, was a longtime MTV VJ.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It was just a big deal, Ethan, back in the day, because we had nothing. We had three channels.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they started playing videos, we thought, ooh, we got something to do here.
Well, and it ran all day and night.
Yeah, it wasn't. I just looked this up. It wasn't one of the VJs. It was actually, they were spoken by John Lack, one of the directors of MTV. He's the one that spoke those words. And before they even had the VJs on air.
Okay. Isn't that cool?
It is.
Ladies
I remember,
and gentlemen.
Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. And then 31 years ago today in 1994 was when Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley confirmed they had secretly wed 11 weeks earlier. Okay, because what?
Because wow.
And then they divorced in August of 1996. But then they continued to date on and off. For four more years.
Yes, we all do.
After their divorce.
Yeah.
And somebody asked her in an interview, was that for real? Was that marriage for real? And she said, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
She never shied away from that.
She always said, yeah. And remember, they did some big interview. Was it with Barbara Wawa?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
And we all thought, ooh, we're going to really get the... No.
You remember the kiss at the awards?
Yeah, it was
like,
so creepy. Oh, I don't. Yeah, it was just so weird. All right, well, it's August 1st. I'm not sure how that happened already. But here are the things. Always at the beginning of the month, we talk about stuff to look forward to in August. I'm not sure this is something to look forward to, but the NFL preseason games get underway next Thursday. College football kicks off on the 23rd, and the U.S. Open of tennis begins on the 24th of August.
That's good.
The U.S. Open. It's a lot of blue on the TV. You know,
football.
The screens and the thing all the way around it.
So ready for football.
I bet you are.
So ready for football.
And isn't the preseason shorter now?
Yeah,
because
it's
the regular season
is 3 weeks long now because it's the regular season's 18 weeks long.
Oh,
and actually, last night was the Hall of Fame game, so it's technically last night was the first preseason game.
I watched the game last night.
Yeah, it wasn't very exciting or anything.
No.
It was summer football, but, you know.
it was something.
It was football.
Yes. On TV, several of your favorite shows are back, including King of the Hill.
Oh, cool.
Which is revived on Hulu. Invasion, Platonic on Apple TV Plus, Wednesday, and Perfect Match on Netflix.
Okay.
And then in theaters, and of course we'll talk about this more coming up, Naked Gun with Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, who are kind of dating.
Are dating.
Which
are
here's the thing.
Adorable.
Are they really dating or is it PR dating?
No.
I think they really are.
Really? I hope they really are. Mm-hmm.
They're adorable.
They are adorable.
They're adorable, and people are, like, loving it. They really are. It's really sweet.
I brought it up yesterday, Jane, and they all stared at me, so I'm glad to have you here today.
I don't get it.
Well, because, it was so tragic.
His wife's passing.
Yes. When he lost his wife.
Liam Neeson. In a skiing accident.
I was skiing at the time that she died skiing, so that was bizarre.
Ooh, that is bizarre.
It was tragic. And, I mean, she
what was her name?
Tasha Richardson.
Tasha Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
Adorable.
I know who that is. I didn't know they were married.
And he said, like, I'm never going to get married again. Like, he was done. Wow. And it's been how many years? 16
years?
Oh,
long time.
16 years. And yep. He's not even been seen dating anyone.
Nope. This is educational for me.
So,
I'm learning.
Yeah,
yeah, frankly, he was single so long, I thought he was already taken.
Nice. Oh, there. Yeah. You see what he did there?
No.
See what he did there?
No.
I got a special.
Yeah, wow.
You're better than that.
I have a special set of skills.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Lawyers well, gone we, wild. So I think that will actually, you're right, though, Brad. It is real, but it will kind of boost things for the Naked
yes.
Gun. Freaky or Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis comes out next Friday on the 8th. And Jaws is being re-released into theaters for its 50th anniversary.
That's
okay, as it was.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
yes.
And they say that's August 29th. So I never saw it in the theater.
Oh,
my
you
mother,
must.
We were going to go on a vacation that involved the ocean, and my mother said, no one is seeing Jaws.
Yes.
Well, that was probably smart. But,
very smart.
But, seeing it in the theater, it was everything.
I was a kid.
I was like 12.
I wouldn't let my kids see that movie when I saw it. I was like 10 when the movie came out.
Oh, yeah, I mean, my parents were like, they didn't care.
No. They didn't care.
And we saw Jaws in the middle of a storm. We were theater
Whoa.
Here in St. Louis County.
Was it rated? Was it rated R?
No, it was only PG.
Yeah.
Everything was PG.
Jaws was?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Even though there was nudity at the beginning and certainly a lot of blood and gore.
A lot of gore.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. When you saw a PG movie, you saw everything. It was good times. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, good times. But so the storm hits, and literally, and anyone who's seen the movie knows that when Quint slides down the boat into Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the lights went out right before.
What?
No.
You can't make that up.
You can't make, and of course, because it was in the theater, you didn't know that that's, you know, that
oh
that's
my
how
gosh,
it was going to end
Jay.
Up. And of course, my brother yells out, Jaws ate the cameraman. Everyone was like, you're in this, like, you're in this terror phase, you know, because you know this is like, and then the lights just go out and everybody's like, oh my God. So it was fun.
Ugh.
Good memories.
You should drag him to the theater on the 29th and relive it.
I should, drag all of us, yeah.
And
sure.
Finally, the holidays. Sunday is Grab Some Nuts Day. I will just continue on. Monday is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. That's Fred's.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, that's every day.
Is National Pickleball Day. The 12th Vinyl Record Day, and August 20th is National Radio Day.
Oh,
which is
hooray,
nice.
Hooray, hooray.
All right, we have a food, I guess it's more of a food, not really a quiz, but a study, and I do this since Jane is here. Someone polled thousands of Americans to find out what the most hated foods in America are.
Ooh. Oh, now, do we get to guess?
Yes. I'm going to start at number 10. What do you think is
Throw
on here?
Lima beans.
Brussels
sprouts.
I love lima beans.
Yeah, they're delicious. What'd you say, Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
No, I love those too. Fred, what
Sour
you got?
Sauerkraut.
Anything green?
Yeah, no. Fred, you got to be more specific.
Broccoli?
Nope.
People love broccoli.
All right.
Number 10
out.
Is sushi because people are afraid of
okay.
it.
I don't
That's
like
fair.
Sushi.
Gefilte fish.
That is not on here because no one even thinks of that word. Number 9, chitlins.
I don't even know what that is.
They are pig intestines.
Okay,
yeah, that
well
makes
then
sense.
I can that should be
and
on the
I
list.
Think if people knew what they were, they'd be higher on the list.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blue cheese, love it, but
Hate
it's number 8.
What?
I'm so happy that's on the list.
I love blue cheese.
Same here. Ugh. Same here, Brad. Number 7 is oysters, which I will eat if they are cooked. But I'm not a raw oyster person.
I'm not a raw anything kind
Fred
of thing.
Would no. just not even...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Fred and I agree on that.
Number 6 is caviar.
Not worth the money.
Number 5 is squid. These are the most hated foods in America.
Do people eat squid a lot? I mean, I know they
like
do
calamari.
In France.
I like calamari's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, calamari I could probably do, but like squid... They have a great squid pasta, evidently, at Anthony's, and that's the thing.
That's fair.
Blackie.
Yeah, but, you know, I've had squid before, and it's like an anatomy lesson. No, I'm not eating that.
I have texture issues.
Number 4 is tofu, which I've come around on. Really good tofu is good, but it's got to be at a good place.
I think I had that in Japan.
And I agree with the top 3. You do? You're not sure? You
I did.
Are, Fred.
I did.
Oh, okay. Number 3, sardines. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'm all right with that.
Liver. Hate it.
Great.
Yeah.
And number 1 is anchovies, which I don't think are bad if you, I mean, I don't want them
if
on a pizza, but they melt into like a Caesar salad dressing, then it's okay.
I like anchovy paste in my Caesar, but not the fish thing.
Well, I always find it odd when I'm in a restaurant and I order something and they say, do you want anchovies with that? And I always think, if I wanted anchovies with that, I would have said it. You know, you don't have to ask me.
Yeah, that's... I totally get that. And finally, in Sue's news, we do have today's random fact. Now, this is something I hadn't thought about. There's only one actor besides Harrison Ford who was in all three of the original Indiana Jones movies. And it's a guy named Pat Roach. Now, you go, what? But he was the guy killed by the airplane propeller in Raiders, right? Okay. The first one.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
The bad guy in Temple of Doom and a Nazi in Last Crusade.
So he was in. He was three different characters.
Three different characters.
Okay.
Same guy, all of the movies.
I never caught that. That's cool.
I never did either. And that's it for Sue's news.
That is excellent. Thank you, Sue. Hey, we've got more coming up next. 97.1 FM Talk. Back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today for Mark. Thanks for hanging out with us. And I don't know about you. I love movies. I was the dude that was there were three people in the theater during COVID, and it was me, my wife, and one of my daughters. Huh. We'd be the only ones in the theater.
That's
just
the best thing.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was all the popcorn you could eat and nobody to talking.
Right.
You know, I have cards in my wallet. I'll have to show you later. I have cards in my wallet that say stop talking, and I use them at the Muni, and I use them in movie theaters.
Oh, that is
because
he does. I have one.
You're
gave
wrecking
it to
my experience
right,
here, right?
Right.
So,
think about others.
So I love movies, and so that's why I'm loving having the opportunity to talk to Christian Toto, host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast. Christian, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Wait, do I have the card? Can I talk? Is it okay?
Yeah, you can talk. I didn't hand it to you.
Very funny.
I love your pitch. That's really cool. I think we should all have those cards.
We do. Well, in the movie theaters, my wife and I have got this whole thing rehearsed where she gives them the teacher look first. And if they say, and then secondly, she shushes them. And then if the shush doesn't work, I bring out the big guns, and that's the card that says, stop talking. And it works.
I love it.
It works like 75% of the time. The other 25%, they start,
don't care.
They start questioning my parentage. But but besides that, Christian, I got to tell you, I have been and Ethan, we're gonna play clip number 7 here in a second. But I have always been a big fan of the airplane movies, of the Naked Gun movies, and now we have a new Naked Gun coming out, and it sounds, at least from the trailer, like this.
Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter? Must have been quite the joke.
Christian Toto, host of the Hollywood That's and funny. Toto podcast. You've seen this. What do you think about The Naked Gun?
Well, I enjoyed it. I laughed. I laughed more than I usually do in alleged comedies. Those all good things. Just a quick kind of heads up, the genius behind some of the movies you mentioned, including the original Naked Gun films and Airplane, that's David Zucker, and he is not responsible. He is not involved with this film. Hmm. And he's not happy about it either, by the way. It's another story for another day.
Oh.
But I do think that they really kind of captured most of the spirit of those films. A lot of jokes, a lot of dumb jokes, a lot of dumb jokes that are actually kind of smart in a way. And I think there's a real sense of that sense of anarchy is here in the film. And again, it's funny. So I laughed quite a bit. I think the other critics are really enjoying it. I think people will as well. So I think it's a mostly successful way to kind of bring back this kind of comedy. We'll have to see if modern audiences are on board as well. But the bottom line is that when you throw so many jokes at the screen, some of them are going to land. And when enough of them do, it's worth it.
Well, what I thought about was the genius of the first Airplane movie, Christian. And that was taking serious actors
yes.
and then putting them in Hilarious. Situations where they would not break character. They were still Leslie Nielsen was
brilliant.
Such a classic.
He was brilliant.
Classic, just a big drama guy.
And Don't Call Me Shirley.
And Don't Call Me Shirley. And they played it straight. So I guess my only concern with this reboot is, do they capture that essence, Christian, where the serious, because Liam Neeson is a very serious actor, but where they play it straight and yet it's still funny. Is that essence here?
Yeah, I think mostly yes. And I think the one interesting thing, and I think it's a great point that you mentioned, is for Neeson, he's a dramatic actor, and now in the last 10 years, he's been an action hero. So I think him playing a stumbling, bumbling guy who's taking things seriously, and yet the jokes are all around him, I think that clicks as well. So I think it works on a different level, but I think it's mostly successful, and that sort of that is the template that you have to do to kind of go forward with a straight face and not realize everything around you is just so ridiculous.
I look forward to seeing it. It'll probably be next week, but I will be catching it at my local theater next week. The other thing that's getting a whole lot of buzz movie is Happy Gilmore 2. So this is a direct to Netflix movie, and tell us about this one, Christian.
Yeah, I think it's about 29 or so years later, so it's been a while. And I have to say the trailers didn't exactly wow me, but it is on Netflix, solely on Netflix. I think it could have been in theaters and done quite well. But it's hard to dislike the movie. It's heart is in the right place. There are some laughs here for sure. But at the same time, it's such an homage to the first film. There are so many callbacks. It's almost like a two-hour-long celebration of Happy Gilmore as opposed to its own movie. So I think that's a bit of a problem. It's the kind of movie you think, I don't know if I'll watch that again and I'll laugh about that or I'll kind of cite the lines. But it was just kind of enjoying the first film all over again with a new story to kind of hold on to. So that's my general sense of it. Again, I think comedy should be shorter. Naked Gun is under 90 minutes, so I think that's kind of the sweet spot. So now it's not perfect, but if you love the first film, it has so much affection for the material, for the characters. It's not bad.
Here's a question for you, Christian. I haven't seen Happy Gilmore, the first one.
Ever?
No. I've seen it multiple times, but I haven't seen it
recently.
In probably 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you recommend, Christian, that people go out and rewatch the first one to catch the nostalgia? Or is it so close to being an homage that you'd really be watching the same movie twice?
Oh, that's a good question. It does help if the first one is somewhat fresh in mind. Although I think the way things go play out, you'll probably be reminded even if you haven't seen it recently. Listen, watching two movies back to back, one is 2 hours long. I forget the original running time for the first one, but maybe not the best path. But maybe you read the Wikipedia entry on Happy Gilmore just to kind of get the bullet points. But I think there's enough connectivity there where you'll kind of make all the different things happen in your brain. So I think that's fine. And, you know, it's weird. I have such mixed feelings when I review Happy Gilmore 2 because it's got flaws. It's frustrating at times. And there are so many cameos. It feels a little bit overloaded. And I just think it should have been quicker. And by the way, there's a big hullabaloo about Julie Bowen coming back as his love interest. Well, there's a problem with that callback. I'm not going to spoil it completely, but it's not exactly what you expect. I'll stop there.
That's good. That's a good tease. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So that's on my must-see list as well. And also, I think you want to talk about here is the King of the Hill reboot revival.
Now, love it.
This really isn't a reboot, though. Isn't it just like an additional season of King of the Hill?
Yeah, you know, I called it a reboot, and someone kind of barked at me on my website. And it's technically not, but it still feels like one. Basically, they're picking up where the story left off, but years have passed, and Hank and Peg Hill are now retired, and Bobby is now a young man. He's working at a restaurant. It's his restaurant. So there have been some changes. There have been acknowledgement of time moving on. I think for the most part, it does have that sensibility. The humor is sweet and gentle. It's not torching Texas culture, but it's kind of ribbing it in a way. It pokes fun at woke things as well, but not in a mean-spirited way. I did find it just a little bit dry. And I think even the first run of the show was never a gut buster. It was just a good, solid show that was different and fresh. And I think this kind of reboot, whatever you want to call it, it kind of checks those boxes. But I wanted it to be just a little sharper, that's all. Mm-hmm.
Well, Christian, I always love hearing your perspective on movies. If folks want to check out your podcast, how can they find it?
Yep, the Hollywood In Toto podcast is on YouTube, it's on Rumble, it's on most podcast providers for the audio version, or you can go check out HollywoodInToto.com. That's my website, and you'll find stuff there, too.
Excellent. Great. Christian Toto, thanks so much for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I know, Sue, you're a big fan of King of the Hill.
I do love King of the Hill. Mm-hmm.
And I guess why? I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't love it, but that's just a show that I've probably watched two episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know, you know, what is it that draws you in? Because my kids all love it.
It's just hilarious. That's it. I mean, I don't know how else to Hank Hill and Peggy Hill in her little shorts and the whole outfit and Bobby Hill. It's just highly entertaining. But I also like Bob's Burgers. So I actually have an affinity for some of these offbeat shows, and that's one of them. I like it to be offbeat, but not weird. I don't know how else to say it. It's like straightforward good humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hard to explain.
Yeah, it is hard to explain.
Know? But yeah, I don't know. I thought he brought up something very interesting about will modern audiences, the younger generations, appreciate the type of humor that we saw in Airplane and Naked
Gun. I don't know. What do you think? Well, Ethan saw it, and he thought it was... Well,
what did you
think? You know, he saw Happy Gilmore. I'm sorry.
That's a different genre.
I loved Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's a different genre.
Yeah, it is.
It's a blast.
Did you ever see an Airplane movie, like the original?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, my God, we're old.
He's put it on his list, but his list is very long.
It's a great movie.
My list is turning into like a scroll.
Yeah,
it is. Right now.
But the reason it was great, that's the part I was trying to make with Christian Toto, is that we'd never seen anything where someone twisted the idea of taking serious actors.
The jokes are delivered seriously.
And
there's
no laugh track.
Right.
I hate laugh tracks.
Yes. Right.
And they put these serious actors in a position to be funny, but they play it straight the whole time.
Absolutely.
And now that because that genre was successful, you've seen other stuff like that.
Colbert was like that originally.
That's exactly right.
He was brilliant.
That's exactly right. He was a conservative.
He was supposed to be the conservative. Yep. It was the whole, you know, I love clever humor. I like, you know, I don't want to be hit over the head.
Right.
I mean, it's funnier for me when it's clever.
Yes. I'm getting yelled at by friends right now for having not watched these movies.
Oh, Airplane. Really?
Airplane.
Oh, please.
My buddy Brandon is texting me right now saying, it's time for me to educate you.
It
so
is.
Maybe
yes.
Eventually we're going to get to chipping away at some of this.
Good.
Yeah. We need to have a weekend movie.
A big weekend. You know, lots of popcorn and some adult beverages.
Yes.
And a good time will
There's
be
a mandatory
very
list
okay
out
with
there.
That.
A good time will be had by all.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of a good time, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to your friend and mine, Frank Cusimano, about what's going on the sports scene. I've got a lot of Cardinals questions for him. We've got more fun and frivolity combined with information. Yes, right here. Nowhere else but 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon on this fantastic Friday afternoon. Glad you're spending your day with us. And we're also going to spend some time with your friend and mine, Frank Cusimano, sports director, Channel 5, KSDK. Hey, Frank.
Brad, great to be with you. I hope everybody's doing well.
We are doing well. Unfortunately, the Cardinals are not. And I want to talk just a moment about some of the trades that we've seen recently. I know it's not necessarily over the last 24 hours or so, but you know, we've seen some trades, whether it be Ryan Helsley, Steven Matz, and Eric Fetty, and some others. Obviously, the Cardinals are in selling mode right now. What's your analysis of what we've gotten in exchange for some of the players we've offloaded?
Yeah. You know, Brett, I wish I could be like an expert on the players that they acquired. And I know some people do that on radio and TV and they don't know what they're talking about. All I can say is this. John Mozeliak had one mission: to get assets back for his three free agent pitchers who are going to leave and you get nothing in return. And if you look at the rankings, and that's all we can do, and there are guys that do this for a living that rank these minor league players. Now, whether it turns out that they're going to be major leaguers, no one knows at this point. But the rankings for the shortstop Baez from the Mets, who could be a third baseman, really high. He's going to be the Cardinals' sixth best prospect as he joins the organization. And then the first baseman from the Red Sox is a guy that hits for power, hits for average. I mean, I think that's a pretty nice pickup. And then the other pitcher they got in the Helsley deal from the Mets is also highly regarded. He throws hard. So I give John Mozeliak, you know, a passing grade because he did what he had to do. He moved the three before they could leave without getting anything in return.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. The latest news for the Cardinals, Nolan Arenado going to the injured list with a right shoulder strain. They activate Nolan Gorman as a result. They also recalled a couple of other guys for the bullpen from Memphis, from all the trades they made. But specifically with Nolan Arenado, I'm seeing some speculation out there that, okay, you know, we're post-trade deadline in a season where the Cardinals have clearly made it, you know, they've made it known kind of what the direction is, not just for the rest of the year, but it feels like for the next couple of years, potentially. We know Nolan Arenado wants to be on a contending team. I don't know. The timing of this is kind of interesting. Him going on the IL the day after the trade deadline. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, if he is hurt, it's a blessing in disguise. Because Nolan Gorman has been activated. And what were the two goals at the beginning of the season? Find out about Jordan Walker, play him every day, and find out about Nolan Gorman, play him every day. Walker got hurt, Gorman got hurt, and they didn't trade Arenado, so they couldn't give Gorman regular playing time. Now, you know, this is the way it should be. Hey, you're 55-55. You are not going to be playing baseball in October. Find out about Nolan Gorman, who has an exceptional skill of hitting with power, and find out if he can get on base a little bit more. He's cut down on his strikeouts. I know it's been an up and down season, but this is a blessing. And you know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist right now with Arenado, but look, he had one of the worst. July of 2025 may have been the worst month of his career as a hitter. So maybe there is something going on with his shoulder.
Well, Frank, I also want to ask you, because even though the Cardinals have been sellers, it looks like the Padres have been buyers. And as I've been looking over some of the trades that the Padres put together, they have a far more formidable team now than they did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and look, they're 11 games over 500. They've won five in a row. They have elite talent like Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. These two organizations are certainly not in the same place, and I applaud San Diego for going for it. Because, you know what, as we've seen with other teams that are wild cards, you get hot in October, you can win the whole thing.
Hey, we've only got a few seconds left, Frank, but what do you got coming up on Sports Plus this weekend?
Okay. The Billikens had a really good player by the name of Terrence Hargrove. We're going to tell his story because he went from East St. Louis to Denmark to continue his professional career, and he played so well and played so well in the NBA Summer League. He's now been signed by the Denver Nuggets.
That's cool.
He'll play in their G League. He's one step away, one of my favorite people. It's a great success story.
Frank, great. Thanks for talking to us, Frank. We'll be checking Sports Plus this Sunday night on Channel 5. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Brett.
Hey, we've got more coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.